Changes in the present affect the way we look at the past. The collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991 and Mikhail Gorbachev's policy of glasnost, or openness, from 1987 led to a radical re-evaluation of Soviet and late imperial Russian history in both Russia and the West. Before Gorbachev, Western and Soviet historical writing had run on parallel lines and bore little relationship to one another. Soviet historiography, although it changed over the years with changes in the political system, took from the 1920s a rigid Marxist line of the stages of historical development from feudalism to capitalism and finally socialism, and fitted Russian history into these to make the revolution of 1917 seem inevitable and party policies justified. The driving forces of history were purely economic and class-based, tempered during the Stalin years by the infallible role of the party leadership.